Jesus Christ gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and cleanse us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Paul today answers in Scripture our catechism lesson. So why was the incarnation necessary? The incarnation was necessary because Almighty God required a perfect atonement to be made for the sins of man. The Catechism goes on to explain that while Almighty God might have pardoned Adam's sin, original sin, in a free way, demanding nothing, he did not. He demanded a perfect satisfaction. Now, a perfect satisfaction would require that the person who makes the atonement be able to give reparation equal to the offense suffered. And as an infinite God had been offended here by sin, no mere creature could ever do the job, couldn't offer a full reparation. Only a divine person could do this. But a divine person, as God in his divine nature, could not suffer or die to give satisfaction. Remember, sin equals death. So it was necessary that the Word of God, God's Son, should assume a created nature, a human nature, the nature of Adam, who had sinned, so that by becoming man and offering atonement to God, he should make a full and a perfect reparation for all sins of men. Because the dignity of Jesus Christ being infinite, he is a divine person, his reparation or atonement that then follows was also infinite. That's for the Catechism. So reparation, atonement, this eighth day of the child's birth. We remember this is why he was born. And this first day of the new year, we remember its first Friday, which is our day of atonement each month, isn't it? We remember reparation, how this work goes on. It's not finished. We have our role in the great work of atonement. The Novus Ordo calls today the day of prayer for peace. And yet nobody talks about the only possible path to peace sent from heaven a century ago now. The work of reparation. God wants to establish devotion, reparation to my Immaculate Heart, Our Lady said. The reparation or atonement our Lord came to this earth to render to his Father was infinite. And symbolically, just symbolically, it started today with the shedding of a few drops of blood in the Old Testament baptism. In a sense, that's what circumcision was. But this rite, along with the whole of the old temple sacrifices and priesthood and observances, was soon to be abolished because soon it would be fulfilled by the new law of grace. Only today, nobody talks about that. That's a rather clear heresy of the Novus Ordo. You're not allowed to preach to the Jews, to tell them of the new and everlasting covenant that they might save their souls. They are meant, as well as we, to get in on this perfect atonement that was offered at Calvary. This is why he came. Otherwise, Christianity has no meaning. This is the heart of Christmas. Otherwise, Christmas has no meaning. And you end up like a lot of folks, and it's just a day for presents and family get-togethers and a big meal. And I'm not sure about the football. but probably football. That's all there is to it. If there isn't Calvary, the cross, at the heart of it. And this is the essence of incarnation, atonement. Now you might say at this point, well, tell me something I don't know. Did you know atonement was once pronounced and meant the way the syllables break down at one meant? That's not some clever pun of a preacher. Shakespeare, in Richard III, uses atonement this way, and they would say at one meant. Now think about that. At one meant. You have two aggrieved parties separated from each other by a terrible offense. They have to be reconciled. And when they're reconciled, they're brought into agreement, they're brought into one. It makes sense. Even more so if we consider the incarnation, which had to occur to make it possible. God and sinner reconciled, we sing in one of the carols. Now, only Jesus could do this, for in his incarnation, in his hypostatic union, he is the at-one-er. He's the atoner. He is at one with God because he shares the divine nature of the Father. He is a divine person. And so he's the one offended by the sin, and he's man. So he's one with Adam, with the whole human race, because he has a true human nature, only though sinless, taken from his sinless and virgin mother, Mary. And so he's the one who has to bring the two separated parties together. And today, what's happening? In a symbolic way, Mary is holding the child. She's the altar of an anticipation of Calvary's perfect sacrifice. The baby, you know, children are, he can't wait anymore. 8 days enough. And Joseph has the priest to come from the temple. And the priest circumcises the child. And in those few little drops of blood, the sacrifice of obedience and humility is actually shown forth. And this demonstrates the burning desire of the burning babe of Bethlehem to make at one God and man, to make atonement in his blood. But atonement is not only what Jesus did once on the cross, a full and perfect work of reparation. He asks it of us as well in a way that's symbolic and real. How? By the unbloody sacrifice of Calvary, the Mass. And what's your participation in the Mass? It is most of all Holy Communion. Your prayers, yes. Your sacrifices, of course. Your confession, the first Friday for Saturday confession. But most of all, your communion of reparation on the firsts, the first Friday, the first Saturday of each month. To be ourselves atoners, we must be at one with God. And what does communion mean? Communio, union with. Union with whom? Union with God on our part. That's how you atone. You have to be at one. What an idea and what a reality for this new year in order to make atonement, as we should, for others. Today, this first Friday, offer up your Holy Communion, your being united, one with God, in reparation. Carry out the work. Start having your heart, particularly the dear members of your own family, whom you perhaps saw at Christmas and who may perhaps be in need at being at one with God. And then I had this thought, and I grant you it's a crazy one. Come to church tomorrow. It's First Saturday. What are the chances of that? Probably not very much. But you could tell yourself, First Saturdays are only 5. I think we could make it. And then we'll never, ever, ever go to church again on a Saturday, and I'm all set for the rest of my life if I have to. But at least I will have done it once. And are there any that have never done the first Friday? Is that possible? Well, when you're starting today, wouldn't you like to continue? Just 8 more, and you're good. You're an at-oner, and you yourself are at one. Carry on all year long, of course, with your rosary every day and your devotion to the Sacred Heart. That's our great devotion at this church. This grand and infinite work, it is the work of reparation. Why did the incarnation have to happen? For atonement. Atonement whose work goes on still today by your acts of reparation. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.